Hi, I'm Morgan.
And I'm Solomon, and
And
together
together we're
we're
in
Devourers
Devourers
Now.
Now. Hello, lovers. Welcome to another episode on Devourers Lounge. This is the sixth episode since I started again, and I've been consistent doing back to back. So I'm really excited for that. Anyways, my friends are in the lounge with me today, and we're going to be talking about our December plans, clean plans, dirty plans.
Dirty December.
Whatever plan we have. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good.
Yeah, we're cool. We're cool. Yeah.
Why would you like your husband and wife? Which one is we? Why can't Solomon say that I'm fine? And Grace not say that me, I'm not fine.
All
me,
right,
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm doing good. I'm good.
Me, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm cool. No, I'm not fine.
What's wrong?
Like, I just spent a whole lot of money yesterday to fix my phone, like 60K.
Yeah, so, big boy now.
Yeah, so, and I think that affected my December already. Already. I know that.
Ah, budget. You've already moved out of December budget.
Yes, no, like,
that's sad.
Come on.
Well, luckily for me, my stolen phone was found this morning. So, congratulations.
Your phone got
to me.
Stolen.
Yeah.
How? I mean, like, after I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, this morning.
Like, got
this
stolen
morning.
This morning.
Exactly, this morning.
Ah, okay. Good for you that you found this. Anyways, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, my week, I know, obviously, when in school now, it's so stressful, you know.
What have you been not? You got him over recording here. You will be saying, well, how has your week been? You'll be telling me that. What have you been doing?
On Saturday, we had a drama show. Let me put it like that. It was actually kind of nice. It was
kind
more
of
than,
nice.
It was, yeah, it was better than I expected it to be. Yeah.
So you thought I was going to organize something that didn't make sense?
Actually,
is that what you're insinuating?
I thought it was actually not going to make sense.
Wow.
Because you had people that were uncooperative.
Right,
you
I
had
have
lazy.
Yeah.
You had,
some of my team members were slacking at that point.
Actually, but that Saturday I was actually kind of surprised, and it was actually a fun few day on life. So even after that Saturday on Sunday, at least I decided to have fun, played some basketball. Monday came to class, debit alert. Tuesday class, debit alert. So I just want to go my papa's and this. Man, let me recuperate.
And start our dirty December.
You get
grateful, boy.
Yeah, well, for real, like you said. I was surprised that drama we did was very cool and lovely because I nearly cried actually because I did not expect it. Because, you know, during the rehearsals and stuff, many people frustrated you, most especially.
I was just shocked. You know how many people I had to like go and apologize after I should? I'm sorry.
Exactly. Even Ima Bong, I saw the way how Ima Bong carried this drama on her head. You know, and I feel like, you know, let's come on, I wanted to talk with annoyance, but I just felt, you know, don't worry, Debola and my mom would do it. So I thought we'll have fuck up on that day. But, you know, God deals there, our back, and everything went
so smooth.
Everything went smooth for you.
Anyways, now, business of the day, why we are here.
Yeah.
Our dirty December plans. We're supposed to have drum rolls for December. December plans. I say dirty December, drum rolls, but as there's no drum rolls, moving on. Great. What are your December plans?
Okay, yeah, for real, yeah. I plan to go out to some concert. Like, we have Cavemen. So Cavemen are having a concert here, yeah. And you know, Ashake too.
But Ashake, yeah, I'm going for Ashake's concert.
I wanted to, but you know, when I saw the
VIP, 70K VIP standing.
You know, why you are big boys? Why are you doing like this? I don't
I
like.
Beg,
I don't
beg,
like
I beg. When Ashake started to sing song,
it's not about when he started. It's about what he has put out.
Yeah, that's true, actually. But you know. For real, it's not easy to get 70K.
The problem is even not that it's not easy. The problem is that you rather spend that 70K to go for like three other concerts or like two, whatever.
Even there are many fests just going on too.
Yes.
You know? Well, as it is like this now, almost 30 December are for people that have money, you know.
So are you telling me you don't have money to do any dirty paro?
I can't say. I don't know tomorrow. I don't know tomorrow. So let's see what God can do.
Solomon. Solomon always give all these Igbo rich men. Like the way he's moving now right now. The love. What are your plans?
My plans. My plans. Clubbing, man. That's the number one thing on the list. Like the concerts are not even, apart from Wizkid, the other concerts are not even what is on my head right now. What's on my head is clubbing because this December has to be dirty. I remember last year when people were saying, dirty December, dirty December. My just did my a chop chicken ago. But this year, it has got to
that's be club
dirty.
Movement.
Like,
funny enough, yeah, you guys will just see my stories that grit is green to everywhere. Because my best year, my best December is 2019. Because I literally went to all the concerts that December. All of them.
What happened last year?
2019.
Last year was not 2019.
No, I said my best December.
That answer that. What did you do last year, December?
Last year, yeah. I didn't go anywhere. I just so went out. Just my guys just come out. After we get some party, we'll feel good. You understand? I'll just pull up there. That's all. I didn't really go out like that.
Last year, I think the only place I had to go out with my guys was one bar like that. So we had to just go and chop as soon.
At least, I know some of the events happening are this Wizkid concert is happening, obviously.
Yeah.
What other concert is happening?
Yeah, Victor is having a concert. Cavemen is having. You have DJ Tunes. Yeah, you have DJ like a concert for DJ, DJ Tunes, DJ Maporisa, DJ Spinner, DJ Nana. Man.
Then this Reading Unplugged too is happening.
Yeah.
Then first Vibes the first.
Vibes the first. Guys first.
Guys first. I'm not missing that.
You're not missing
Guys First.
Yeah, you miss Vibe the First.
Don't know, but I feel
Debola, are you coming for Vibe the First?
Why would I come? The fact that I won't ask you though. My Vibe the First who should listen to this now, they'll think I'm not serious in promoting it.
Now we know you'll definitely see us there.
Oh,
there. We come with our
our Range Rover Sport.
We'll pull up.
Anyways, the year is coming to an end. What are your plans like before the year ends? What plans do you have? What do you want to achieve for the year ends?
Okay, firstly, when I get home, so this is my plan this December is to register for some modeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, because I also want to work on myself because work on my body, my mental health,
right?
You get
so, mental status, financial status,
exactly
everything,
yeah, so
that makes sense,
yeah.
So mine before. Let's say before this year ends, but let's say as it's going, So my plan is actually to go deep into forex trading. One,
forex trading,
yeah. Number two, like have a badass workout because next year I plan on coming in hot.
Find this together, I mean, it's hard to come in hot.
We ain't playing, man. We ain't playing. Then, maybe. Well, let's see how it goes. Let us play at those two. Coming in hot, work on my
part. What is New Year, New Me thing? Do you guys actually believe that once is a new year, people like completely change to a different person?
Well, I try to know what to say because everyone will say that New Year, New Me, New Year, New Me. And you still find out that
when you after comes, the first 3 days,
yes,
you switch back.
Exactly, switch back, you know.
The way this Solomon just always like one big man.
Yeah, because the only thing that I know, happened because the one time I said it too, it was that time when I was just I really don't have that confidence enough because that time I know I was facing this anxiety. Do you get?
Yeah.
So I just told myself that this new year or more anything anybody want to talk about me, like especially my face. Do you get? That I don't care.
Funny how now you guys, great happens to have a scar on his face, not just his face, his body. And he goes by Scarface Papi, yeah?
Yes.
But like, this scar makes him handsome. Like, he makes him. And the first time we had the conversation, what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
I can't remember actually.
I think I was like, I always look at you and be like, who is this guy? Why is he so confident? Like, the way he always works and carry himself. Like, and he was always suiting up. Like, he always wear black, he wears suits. He's always like, why is he so? That time, I had never seen his car. But like, the way he just always carry himself, I was already like, I'm badass. Like, and then we had a conversation one other time about you not being too confident or something. And in my head, I'm like, bullshit. Because she didn't come out like that. So, I asked him one answer. I don't know what your problem is with this car.
No, the thing there is that, for real, I find it difficult to talk to people, approach people because of my face, do you get? So, that new year, new me, I think it affected me, get? Because I told myself, because I wear face cap a lot because I don't want to see my face, do you get? So, I own my caps. I know I had like 6 caps. So, when it was January 1st, I just bought audio cap and told myself, you know what? This is a new me, new year.
You will see me
how. Yeah, you see me how. It does take me like that. I don't care what people say. And I built my confidence, like, do you get?
Love it.
Yeah, and the people around me also helped me, do you get?
Yeah.
So that new year knew me. It depends if you're serious with it, I think it worked.
What's my own new year new me thing? I want to lose weight. I want to be super rich by the middle of next year. I want to like figure out a lot of things in my life. Like, what is it exactly I want to do in this media space? Yeah. And what do I want for my brand exactly? Yeah, I think anyways, that's about it, guys. Just wanted to let you all know our 30 December plans, but Great, and Solomon, before I let you go, I usually ask my guests like a random question. So who wants to go first?
Morgan, go first now.
Okay.
It's always okay. Morgan. Morgan, you're always first, bro. Don't complain.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. What has a face? Yeah. Two hands, but no arms or legs. Think.
What has a face?
Something has a face and two hands, but has no arms or legs. The thing is right in this lounge. What did you say?
1 o'clock.
Yes.
Ah, oh, bro.
Why you talking?
Bad,
I want to talk now.
Now let's see what talk.
I want to talk
now. Okay, second question. What goes up and down but always remains in the same space? What goes up and down but always remains in the same place?
Is it in this lounge?
No, it's not.
What goes up
and down but always remains in the same place?
In this building.
And we use it every day.
The sun.
Sun is inside this building. Oh, yeah, Sherry Solomon.
The sun goes up and down.
The sun is inside this building.
It's inside this building, OG.
It's inside this building.
Yes. I'll show you the space of here. All goes up, all comes down, as you remain in the same place.
Starts with S. They all call silence for me. Even the clock, we can hear the clock. The answer is stairs.
Stairs.
Yeah, you get elevator for inside this building. But it's stairs, Sha. Obviously, it's up, down, and so, never moves.
Which means I actually won because I answered.
Did you get that? I actually won because I answered one. Rhymes.
Did you get it?
Rhymes.
See, I'm the man with the word play.
That was all.
I already answered.
Now you
I got one.
You got one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all on this episode. Thank you for always listening. Something. Merry Christmas. You guys are supposed to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And that's on period.